And
so Thor didn't have that reassurance. So what he had to do was learn that he was still the same person that he originally thought he was. So what he did was, when they offered him an opportunity, even though he was protesting, he still went. Because if I was in his shoes and I had a shot at, you know, if my buddies come and said, hey, you've got a chance to fix the mistake, the very mistake that you made, you have a chance here, possibly, to fix it. Yeah, of course. Most people, I think, would be all in. Or maybe not. Maybe it's people like Thor who have a certain sense of themselves to be that type of person. And he didn't start out that. Well, he did and he didn't. You remember how Thor started out? He was arrogant. He was all about the battle. He was about the battle, the drinking, you know, the mingling, the partying, you know, and being the best because he was Odin's son. And he didn't yet develop his own way of living in the world. He was the boy as opposed to the man. And so he had a certain view of himself. His mother had built him up. His father had built him up. And so he had a certain sense of his being. He was very supported and loved. And that was, it's a beautiful thing. Every child should have that. And unfortunately, of course, you know, without a counterbalance, there can be the tendency towards, you know, the way that Thor was in the beginning, which is why his father sent him out. He didn't send him out because he hated him or was angry. He sent him out to just to learn how to pick himself up in a way that was still would give him a greater sense of who he was, so that he could face the world and not, you know, have to rely on who his father or mother is as a way to respect from other people, as a way for, he didn't have to rely on doing things a certain way based on his parentage per se, because he had to leave the nest. You know, the birds have to fly. They're not going to fly exactly like their parents. They're not going to be exactly like their parents, because that's just ridiculous. Can you imagine how boring a world would be? So he went out, and then on the second one, you know, and then he has to fight his brother. So a lot of things change. He finds out his brother's not his official brother. But by the time we get to, you know, Ragnarok, he's come to a new understanding of a lot of things. He's more mature. He's never actually suffered a failure, like a failure, like a personal failure. Something, you know, before it was he had done some things and he'd been punished and he had learned from his mistakes and he'd grown. And that's what the father does. He establishes the structure. And then when the children fall out of the structure, he assists them in getting back by teaching a little bit more about self-reliance and developing their own will in a way that is in line with maintaining a certain structure. And by structure, I'm referring to like ethics and moral code and the codes we live by as sons and daughters and whomever. And so there has to be like a way in which we do things that not only strengthens us, but it strengthens the communities that we find ourselves. And they could be any different types of ethics, because I'm not going to go into judgments on other people. You know, Loki has a set of values, not necessarily the same values that Thor would have, but or Odin, but they definitely all have different sets of, you know, they have their codes. And so he had to go and kind of learn what it was and learn his own application of will. And he made a mistake, because all people make mistakes, but some people's mistakes are worse than other people's. And so the people who really shoot, or, you know, the aim the highest or push against the the structures in a certain way that are that they consider wrong or doesn't work with their ethics or moral code, they're more likely to fail because they're actually pushing outside further than most people. Most people, if you're only reaching a little bit, if you know, if you make a mistake, it's not going to be such a big deal. But if you just broke, there's just a way that it works in terms of learning. So he had to learn. So by the time we get to the end of that, he's already mature enough. He's taken on the role of his father, and he's already applying the ethics that both he was both taught, and also the ethics and codes that he had learned from others, like the Avengers, for instance. So we get to the end of the beginning of Infinity War, and he is the man. He's not yet, you know, the father. He's the man, though. He's full grown. He makes decisions, and he makes a really bad mistake because his hubris. He never fully ever met a situation that he couldn't conquer. And as a result of having a very secure life the entire time that he had been, for the most part, in terms of, and by security, I mean having a foundation and a structure, because he had two very strong parents and he was built up on love and you know, the family being very, you know, friends all being tight and everything, so when he loses Asgard, but he has to get his people out, so Asgard still exists.
Okay, well, how would you,
everything is still going
well, that's why
in an okay direction, and then he comes up against Thanos, and it's just like a sweeping kick. It's like one of those sweeping kicks that you don't see coming. And he, yes, I have been swept kicked once when I was a kid. And no, I didn't see it coming. And so the point is, though, when those types of things happen and your reaction to him was correct, his reaction was to go all in, and he was like, yeah, I'm gonna, you know, he gets the battle axe and stuff, and he's all ready to go, and he gets there, and he has the win, and he makes a mistake, like a mistake based on himself, like his own, who he is, and he makes a mistake, and so it's tragic. It's a tragic fall. And then when we find him, of course, he is willing to fix it, and that really is the difference between failure and success, in a way. Getting back up, getting off the couch, even if it's because beer is being offered on the ship. And so that is because it wasn't the beer that got him on the ship. We all know that. So, but what is really going on inside probably is not only is to reclaim that sense of self and to reclaim the place with the father of what. It's hard to explain for me, but I do understand it, and that a sense of who we are is based on our parents, and so he has to try to make good on the mistake. He has to try to make it right, and so that was beautiful, and right there I was just like in tears, and from that moment forward, I knew this movie was gonna sweep kick me, or whatever the heck it's called, and that's true. I like cried like a baby for most of it. I will talk about the other characters too. I don't think I'm done with talking about Thor, because this scene with his mom is just like, oh yeah, this is beautiful. Oh my god, this is beautiful. Okay, anyways.